This is WDIY Memories, celebrating 25 years of Lehigh Valley Public Radio.
This is Cheryl Hockney, co-founder of WDIY. In 1984, a group of us incorporated as Lehigh Valley Community Broadcasters Association with the idea that one day we would apply for our own FCC license. A lot of people told us it couldn't be done. A public television station had publicly said they had determined that the community could not support both a radio and a television station. Various engineers said it couldn't be done. We couldn't find a frequency available between 88.1 and 91.9 FM. And then Charles James and I went to a conference in Boston of community radio broadcasters, and we were introduced to an engineer called Charlie Loggery. And Charlie had a history of being able to, for lack of a better term, shoehorn radio stations within the space allocated for non-commercial radio on the FM band. We didn't know if our antenna was even going to work. It was a prototype built in Germany, and it had to be a special antenna, again, so that at 88.1, we were not interfering with TV Channel 6, which is also FM, and also other neighboring stations. So we applied to the FCC, and at the last minute of the public comment on our license application, someone copied our engineering study, changed a couple of things, and held up our license application for a few years. We were actually applying for the different frequency, and then Charlie found 88.1. A lot of this is just, frankly, miraculous, because there were so many obstacles and so many, we tried this, it's not possible, you'll never find a frequency, and Charlie found not one, but two. So our original frequency, we worked out with the other entity and the FCC, saying they can have that one if we can have 88.1. And that's how we landed where we are on the FM dial.
This has been WDIY Memories, celebrating 25 years of Lehigh Valley Public Radio.